Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Jay Norvell created a thing, didn't he? Even Stevie Wonder could see that the DraftKings promotion was not a good thing. Right? Am I going to get in trouble for that now, too? People need to get a grip on reality here. We just tried to get Mike Brohard on from CSURams.com. He must be busy.
There's no news in Fort Collins right now, is there?
Apparently there's this Schrocky Schmountain Schmodown thing coming up.
What's that about?
Yeah. CSU, CU play every year, but not really. Used to be, but now not so much.
And in a different stadium that's not in one of those two cities?
It's not in the Denver thing anymore. Yeah, unfortunately. Last time these two played, can you tell me the year? Just take a guess.
Okay, I know they played in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
They did not play in 2020.
Mm-mm.
They did not play last year.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to go 2018.
Close. 19. Last time they played was 19.
Yeah.
CU won 52-31. Blanking out on the CSU quarterback. It would have been Steven Montez for CU.
Montez, yeah.
It was the long-haired guy. Ah! He hurt his legs, and then he hurt his leg in that game, too. And again, it was just a guy that just could not stay healthy. As soon as you say it, I'm going to be so mad at myself. What was his name? Long-haired, tall, pretty good quarterback, could move, but he just couldn't stay healthy. He actually went down to South Carolina once Bobo left, down there for a moment. Oh, it's right there. Oh, my gosh, it's going to drive me insane. Steven Montez and... what is it? Oh,
Patrick O'Brien?
No. Other one.
Colin Hill.
Yes. Colin Hill. It was Colin Hill.
6'5", 210 quarterback. He was a senior that year.
Yep. It was Colin Hill, right? Yeah, he's got long hair, right? Google a picture of him. Okay. Yes. Really liked Colin Hill. They were off. So that 52-31 game,
he's
Colorado
like
State.
Gardner Minshew.
I was going to say that. I was going to say it. Couldn't think of his name either. It's one of those days. Colorado State was playing pretty well in that game, and then it kind of back and forth, and Colin Hill gets hurt, and the Buffs kind of run away. The year before that, 45-13. Then it was 17-3. That would have been Bobo. They didn't play under Addazio? Or was that the year they played? That wouldn't have been it. Because Addazio had the 2020 campaign and the 2021 campaign. So Addazio's Rams never played the Buffs. That would have been Bobo's Buffs. Buffs. Rams.
They didn't play in 2020, 21, or 22.
970 just texting. Colin Hill, great hair, terrible ACLs.
Oh.
Yes. Terrible ACLs. Hey,
but the Buffs have won the last five.
The last time the Rams won was in 2014. That would have been Jim McElwain, and that was when the mayor of Denver called him McIntyre, and McElwain got upset and like grabbed the mic, and he's like, "It's McElwain." And then he said his post game conference, he's like, "I guess that tells you all you need to know about what they think of us." And the Buffs won, why do I keep saying the Buffs? Is it a Freudian slip? There's just a lot of Buffs winning here. CSU won 31-17 over Colorado. That would have been McIntyre and McElwain those years.
From about 2006 to 14, it was fairly back and forth.
Yeah, it was.
And then since 2015 on, it's been all CU.
Oh, they had some good games. Bradley Van Pelt days and Joel Klatt days. I mean, the Rams were ranked in some of those games. The last time one opponent was actually ranked when they faced off was in 2003. Colorado State was ranked number 23. They were 23rd in the country.
And they did lose that game.
And they did, 41-14. So does the ranked team now, which is the CU Buffs at 18. Are you saying the Buffs are going to lose?
That was 20 years ago.
Oh,
boy.
20 years ago, when that game mattered. Oh, my gosh. Now, I picked the Rams to win in the summer. I did.
Very superstitious.
What did you make of Jay Norvell's press conference there? We played a little bit of it. Is he trying to channel a little primetime excitement there? Because I haven't heard. I've been to a few press. Now, again, Dixon's right. I'm not there every week. I can't go to Jay Norvell press conferences because they're at 11:30 on Mondays. We have something going on at that
time. Does he do one every week?
Every week. Okay. Every Monday. But Kevin said on with you guys this morning on Good Morning NoCo, he said he was like, he would have kept talking. He just was. And even that clip there was a pep in his step.
No, I think there's definitely some excitement. He says it's a great opportunity, whether or not, you know, win or lose. The country's going to be watching that game. They are going to see Jay Norvell and the CSU Rams on TV.
Yeah.
And that is a huge opportunity for them as players and as a program and all of that. So I think he is just excited for that. But also as a coach, you'd have to go look at it, but how has he ever coached in a game at this scale before? You know, even at Nevada, I don't know if he had a game that was up to that scale.
They played in a bowl game.
Okay.
Is that... Again, you could argue though that, you know, bowl games and sometimes aren't even close to what a big time regular season matchup would be.
And also, I think it's good to have a good pep in a step. You don't want to be, you know, lonely and just all week, because then what does that tell your players?
Right,
that you're not expecting much from the game.
No, we think we got Mike Brohard. He'd be good to ask. Yeah, I mean he coached in a couple of bowl games, like the Arizona Bowl, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. He coached in that game twice. So, I mean, those are some big games. But, yeah, this is a big one, and he's recognizing that. Mike Brohard joining us now from CSURams.com. He didn't get to hear the song we came in with, but I guess it doesn't matter. A little Stevie Wonder action. Mike, how are you, my friend?
Why would you pick Stevie Wonder? I'm curious.
I don't know. It just... Something top of mind awareness, maybe? I don't know. I heard it. I heard somebody mention that today, and it's just been in my head ever since.
I think somebody mentioned it maybe yesterday.
Yeah, was it yesterday? I don't know. I just watched the clip, Mike. You know, we get rolling here. Things happen. Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday at the press conference, yeah.
Why do people have issues with that? I'm reading Twitter. Some people are like, that's in poor taste. Come on, right?
Oh, it wasn't important. It was a joke.
It was a joke.
Jay laughed when he said it.
Right.
And, you know, kind of had that smirk on his face because he knew what he was saying. But it's not like it's a new joke. He's not the first one to have used that at any point in time in the history of the world. So, yeah.
Ray but Charles remember, probably Chris, thought think, that was a funny I joke. I mean, come on.
He would have. And I think, you know, I think both he and Stevie Wonder have both joked about it themselves in the past.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Mike, we have apparently a quarterback change. I'm sure you knew about that.
Really?
Yeah. BFN. I like the
fire
here.
People are going to go with the whole BFN over, they're going to tie that to BVP, maybe?
I think that's what we're trying to do. I mean, what do you think of that? Are we trying to channel some of that?
I think we should let the kid play first before you start comparing him to a two-time Mountain West Offensive Player of the Year.
Well, and he's also got three names, Mike. It's just easier to say BFN.
It is. Yeah, it is. I get it.
I mean, Clay Millen, it was just,
say,
bam.
Can you not say Braden Fowler Nicolosi?
I can. Braden Fowler Nicolosi. I can't spell all of that. It's way too much thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been trying to be careful in this conversation. I'm a big fan of Clay Millen. Obviously, we have a connection with him and everything here, and I work.
Really? I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I don't know. You know how I roll. I work with his dad on stuff too, and I think the news came out, dude. Mike, the news came out yesterday, like 4 minutes before I was set to have Hugh Millen on the show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So we kind of steered clear from it and everything. I want to get your thoughts on the move here. Now, again, I know you have a bye week, and it was a really weird time to have a bye week, so you can certainly use that argument. But I kind of thought, by the way Coach Norvell was talking about how maybe we approach this game not really as aggressive as we should have offensively, yada, 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 I thought maybe that was going to give Clay the pass at least for another week, but not the case.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, last week when they started the bye week, Braden was taking the majority of the first team reps. So they got a week. The bye week gave them an extra chance to get him into the role and ready to go. Last year, of course, obviously he was thrust into it a little bit because, you know, Clay got hurt. Jay did say that he felt he tried to keep his team out of making mistakes, and that was the wrong approach. And he did not put any of the blame on what happened on Clay, but I do think when Braden came in, he took a more aggressive approach. And again, that had something to do with the game. You're behind, you're going to throw more, you're going to look to do that. But I think they like the way he ran the offense, and they want to give him a chance. Now, you got to go back. This isn't just a one-game thing. You're talking about an offense that all of last year averaged less than 14 points a game. And you can't live in college football in this day and age averaging 14 points a game. It's just the way it is. And so maybe it's a spark they're looking for. Maybe they saw something, and he hasn't said specifically what it is, that something that Braden did that they like, that they think could be the spark that this team needs. I think a lot of people were surprised that they made the move going into the Colorado game. But again, it's not like it's Braden's first start. It will not be Braden's first start on the road in a place that's hostile towards the CSU Rams arriving.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, Nevada was not really happy to see Jay and all those players come back, Braden being one of them. He was originally a Nevada commit, right?
Yeah. No, and so, you're right. That's a good point. He goes into a hostile environment there, and the Rams found a way to win that game.
Right, and the nice thing, I think, because obviously the media, for some reason, wanted to talk to Braden today. It was a lot of people. He has the right approach. He doesn't think he's the answer. He just needs to be part of the solution. He needs to not go out and do anything incredible. He needs to go out and make it possible for a Torrey Horton, a Dallin Holker, a Justice Ross Simmons, a Lewis Brown, make incredible plays. He's supposed to be there to help them do that. And that's the way he's approaching it. Not that he has to do it. He has to allow them to be able to do it.
Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. I'll be very curious to see how this one plays out, of course. Anytime there's a quarterback change this early on, I mean, it's very intriguing for a lot of people. They're doing it, going up against this CU team. The Buffs, I think, have shocked a lot of people. Now, I thought they would beat Nebraska even back in June. I said that because I just said it was a flip of the coin. I didn't know about either one of those teams. So I just went with Shador. But I didn't see the TCU thing coming. I don't think a lot of people saw that thing coming. And here we are. The Buffs are 2-0. What I've noticed about primetime is every single week, he and his team, they use some kind of motivational tool to get them fired up. It's personal. Or last week, you know, with TCU and writing them all, or 2 weeks ago, like Michael Jordan used to do. I'm curious, Mike, what could he possibly use? Like, I know it's a rivalry and all that stuff, but primetime's trying to inject himself into the rivalry. What kind of fuel do you think he's going to create, other than just the fact that it's a rivalry game?
It's a good question, because this is him reading his team and what he wants to do, or it's also him reading the narrative afterwards. I don't think anybody last week out of Boulder talked about we've got to go out there and get respect, or that this is personal. That came out after the game. It's hard to tell. But I go back, and we were talking about it today at practice. You just go back to last year with Georgia. They were the defending national champions, and they kept saying nobody thought we could do it, nobody respect. Most of the people thought you were number one all year.
right.
How the narrative was being sold to your team, I don't know. But you can get a lot of people to believe a lot of things that aren't true or don't actually exist, and I think we've seen that just in the general public, in the world. Whatever he's doing, he's very good at marketing. He's very good at coming up with themes. And I think he's also proven to be a pretty good football coach, you know. I think his coordinator hires were great. They were on spot. I'm impressed with the fact that they had that much turnover and that team plays as well as it does together so quickly. I mean, that's a testament to whatever they're doing down in Boulder, because CSU obviously went through something similar and it's taken a little bit longer. So kudos to them.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think it's quick. It's that's what's amazing to me. It's how fast this is actually working for the Colorado Buffaloes. All right, Mike. A month ago, 2 months ago, you know, I do my picks on Friday, so they're not official until I say it on Friday, Mike. But I was saying for a while, I think this is the year. I think CSU beats CU. Obviously, things have changed. Tell me why that might be. Give me a reason to pick the Colorado State Rams to beat CU and shock the world this Saturday.
Because they're enjoying the moment. I mean, everybody's talking about the three-ring circus that's going to be in Boulder. It's, you know, Fox has their troop there. And you've got ESPN with game day. And there's a lot of national eyes on this. And everything is being pointed at Colorado, right? This turnaround, this amazing thing, Dion, what he's done, just, you know, his son, Travis Hunter, the way he's playing on both sides of the ball, things that you don't see. All the attention's on Colorado. But Colorado State's embracing the fact that this is an opportunity for them to go out and show the world who they are. And why can't you go out and shock the world when you have this kind of setup for them? Nobody's paying attention to you. Nobody's probably thinking, well, God, they're, I don't know, maybe people are thinking this is a desperate team because they're making a quarterback change. Who knows what anybody's thinking? But it's a great chance, and it's college football, and you see upsets all the time.
Yeah, you do. And all you got to do is stay in the game early and find a way. Your guys start to believe, and you got a new quarterback in. He makes a couple of big plays, and then suddenly the sideline's looking at that going, okay, we're in business here. Mike, do you see then more of that aggressive four-air raid style approach then? Obviously, Jay Norvell had come out and said, hey, we didn't approach it. We were a little bit timid on the offensive side, hoping the defense would hold us in there for a bit. Do you see the complete opposite of that? Are we coming out fine? Iron, you think, this weekend?
Yes, I think there's a lot of things they want to do. I don't think they're going to completely abandon the run game because CU's defense has given up a lot of rushing yards. And so if that's a way to extend drives, you're not just going to go ahead and just say, okay, we're going to chuck it 70 times because that's aggressive. You can still be aggressive with a run game. And if a defense is giving up nearly 200 yards a game rushing, you'd be kind of foolish not to try to gain some traction that way as well. Plus, it gives you balance, and it keeps the defense guessing. So, but yes, whatever they do, run or pass, I do think you're going to see a more aggressive game through the play calling.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com, joining us. Mike, how close was Shedeur Sanders, Shiloh Sanders? How close were those guys to being Colorado State Rams?
What? I have no idea. Why would they have been?
No, there was a picture of them and Mike Bobo. You didn't see it?
Oh, yeah. I know. I remember back in the day when you recruited. You got to remember, Bobo knows them. So they came in and he gave them looks and stuff like that. But I don't think there was ever any thought that they were actually going to do it. They just came out for a recruiting visit. It was kind of cool. But no, I don't think there was ever any real chance that even Bobo thought that they were going to sign him.
Even though they were wearing the uniforms and everything there, that was all just a picture. That was just a photo op.
I guarantee you that before pick any player that you would like to in the history of college football, they have photos of themselves in different uniforms before they finally wore one on a field.
But, Mike, they look so happy in this picture. I'm looking at
everybody
it right now.
Everybody looks happy in the picture. Everybody looks happy in the picture.
So zero chance. It was zero.
They're happy to be on trips. They're happy to be getting attention, and it was fun. But, no, I don't. Even when they were here and we knew about it, I don't think anybody thought, hey, these guys are guys that we're going to land, but we're hoping that we can change their mind.
Yeah, it was an interesting story. I saw the picture and I thought, who better to ask than Mike
Brohard? I saw the picture. It showed up again on Twitter today.
Yeah, it's all over the place now.
Bobo's got the scarf on. It's in the locker room. Yeah.
Oh, man. Mike,
I've
always
been there, seen it, done it.
Yeah, well, appreciate your insight as always, my friend. I know you can't give predictions for me, but I do like what you had to say about CSU. I got a lot to think about coming up this weekend. I don't know if I stay the course. I picked CSU to win early. I just don't know where my head is, man.
I never know where your head is.
I don't think many people do. Many people do not.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's a fun way to live, isn't it, Brady?
I try to tell myself that. Mm-hmm. Mike Brohard, appreciate you, my friend.
You take care.
I was like, wait, that picture happened, right? Was that photoshopped? You see it? There it is. Shiloh and Shador Sanders right there with Mike Bobo in that. Would that have been the new stadium? Yeah. It would have been the fancy new locker room there. And Mike Bobo's wearing, jokingly wearing the coat and the scarf and everything, I think, that Shador Sanders or Shiloh had on. He was kind of joking around. Well, our boy Sean Keeler put it out in the Denver Post this morning. And he at least kind of toyed with the idea that they were at least having conversations. Angel, you can't say 0% if they showed up on campus.
No, you don't.
There
you
was
don't
interest
go,
there.
Go do a visit. You don't try on the uniform and take pictures and do all that stuff unless you're seriously considering them. And this is, it's no secret. Shador Sanders was being recruited by almost every Power 5 school out there.
Yeah.
Alabama was recruiting him hard. Alabama was recruiting Hunter Tyson or Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter.
Insanely nuggets.
Yeah, I've done that more times than I care to admit.
But yeah, I mean, I thought Travis Hunter was going to go to Bama a couple years ago.
Well, so Keeler writes, word on Pitkin Street is that both future buffs liked what they saw. They could have just said, yeah, we liked what we saw. It was in Canvas Stadium. They toured Canvas Stadium. It's just worthwhile.
So
just
you talk
crazy
about fuel. Will Deion try to bring up something from that visit to say something bad about CSU? Say, oh, see, I mean, kids were going to go there,
know.
But I mean, they didn't have the stadium or they didn't have Ralphie. Or they didn't
I
have
can't
whatever.
See it. Like, Jay Norvell just...
You just said he would take anything and everything to motivate them.
Michael Jordan would create something, even if it was fake. He would just make it up.
So there you go.
We'll see. I guess we probably won't know until after the fact. 43 minutes after the hour. We got the bottom of the hour coming up? Okay, bottom of the hour news and SportsCenter coming up next.